Joining me now is Karen Kingston. Karen, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Do you have my slides or no?
Yes, I do. And while I'm getting those slides, checking my email for those slides, let me ask you this. I was reading an article today about people that are reporting that they know that they've gotten the shot and that they become either people who are not angry, and now they're angry people, very angry, have an issue with anger that they never had before, or they were people who were very lively, very energetic, very independent, very driven, and all of a sudden they're extremely docile. Many of them are having memory issues. They can't remember things.
Yeah.
It seems like that's, if this shot isn't killing, it's making people docile, and that seems to be part of the goal. What are your thoughts about this being a type of chemical lobotomy?
Well, it is a neuroweapon, and the James Giordano has stated in his videos that the nanoparticle technology, which was actually the actual bioweapon attack, and that's also what's in the vaccines, can target the central nervous system and can contain neurotoxins. And those neurotoxins can cause anything from mood swings, so anger and disorders, and also can cause lethargy, inability to exercise. Again, that's also called, I'm blanking on what it's called with the EMF attack. So, getting hit with electrical magnetic pulses because the lipid nanoparticles contain something called a cationic lipid, which means that it hosts an electronic charge. So it's not a lipid, it's a smart device. So that technology can cause, again, like lethargy, inability to exercise, memory and whatnot. And then, I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, but, I do have the patents on how this can rebuild basically your central nervous system, from your spinal cord to your brain. So there's a lot that's going on with it. And a lot of what we actually covered last year, Brandon, like when we discussed Antony Blinken and what was going on with AI, I started sharing some of our old interviews on my Substack, and people thought it was breaking news. So, yeah.
Well, by the way, I just checked my email. I don't have it. So do you want to do a screen share and just show us your screen?
I don't think I can because I'm on Skype, right?
Thomas, can you check in there and see it? Did you send them to me or did you send them to Logan, Karen?
I dropped them in Skype and I just emailed them to you.
Okay, if you just emailed them to me, then I can get them. Okay, because I'm not sitting at Skype. They're sitting at Skype in there. So I'm not. Now, you sure you sent them to me, not Logan, right?
No, I sent them to you. I don't think I have Logan's email.
Okay, well, I'm still here. I left the
subject blank because I found them.
I don't care about that.
And it should be there 6:40 p.m. Sorry for the delay. I thought I was going to be on Zoom. So
no problem. It's not come into me yet. But you want to get started, and we'll just hope that comes in. Unless Thomas, you can bring it up if she drops Skype to you in the corner there. But otherwise, before we don't want to run out of time, we'll just let you go.
Yeah, I mean, so what I reported on is what happened in Wuhan. And this is actually very important because I went through and with a fine-tooth comb the DARPA pitch from March 24th of 2018, which was from EcoHealth Alliance and the NIH and Ralph Baric with Wuhan Institute of Virology. And the development of the bioweapon wasn't for a virus. It was to create a chimeric spike protein lipid nanoparticle bat vaccine. And that lipid nanoparticle bat vaccine is the technology that our government officials call SARS-CoV-2, or they'll call it the spike protein, or they'll call it a COVID-19 vaccine. It's all the same bioweapon. And it's really important that people understand that, because as you go through the proposal, Dr. Fauci isn't lying when he said they don't fund gain of function research anymore. I don't know when they put the moratorium on exactly, but they had created all these mRNA sequences, but they weren't able to infect humans without this lipid nanoparticle technology. So as you go through you know, if you go to my Substack, Karen Kingston Substack, what happened in Wuhan, I mean, I will take you through step by step in that pitch to the U.S. military for the Department of Advanced Research Projects Agency, and show you how they state right there in the proposal, these are chimeric spike proteins that are incorporated into lipid nanoparticles. We are going to use the SARS-CoV backbone, which is what's known as SARS-CoV-2, and we're going to take those mRNA sequences, those are the computer programs, and we're also going to deliver spike proteins. And those spike proteins are created in the lab, and they are neurotoxins that contain neurotoxins that are synthetically recreated from venom and rabies. And so that's what this bioweapon is. And what's important to note as well is that the original attacks, they talk about how they're going to inoculate bats with this humanized bat vaccine. But the challenge is when you read the proposal, you'll start realizing they're not talking about bats, because they talk about how they're going to segregate bats or categorize them in their study based on their bat age, bat gender, bat age class, which are their social interests. So that doesn't, they're not talking about bats. They also talk about how the military, the U.S. military, can track the bats' movements in and out of their bat cave homes. They literally call them bat cave homes. And then they can aerosolize them in bat caves that aren't their bat home. You know, I don't know if it's their bat happy bars or bat workplaces or bat subway. So, I mean, it's that ridiculous. And then, no, but Brandon, this, I wish I could share the screen. So the attack that happened in Wuhan was a coordinated bioweapon attack, not with a virus, but with these nanoparticles. And it says in the proposal as well that EcoHealth Alliance is going to ask for permission from the CDC so they can inoculate wild vampire bats in the United States.
Look at this. It finally came in. Pick it up right there.
Okay, so let's just go quick. So that first image was Jason Murphy saying that this is right there. This is Jason Murphy. He's a sergeant from the U.S. Marines. He was a whistleblower, gave these documents to Project Veritas. He said, what you call SARS-CoV-2 is a bat vaccine. So that's it, right? It's to make a vaccine. Go on to the next slide. What's so important is, why is this important? Oh, you guys skipped the one, the vaccine nanotechnology the NIH owns. Oh, that was the first slide. Vaccine nanotechnology. The CIA, the Department of Defense, the NIH, our U.S. government. Guess what the code word for bioweapon is, Brandon?
What?
Vaccine. That vaccine nanotechnology, which
is owned
by—
The code word for bioweapon is vaccine.
Yes. So when they talk about they're developing a vaccine,
they mean bioweapon.
Yeah, so that patent just shows you that.
And by the way, you didn't hear the show earlier when we were talking about the fact that the first CIA director, Dulles, he went and was sitting in front of a fireplace drinking and talking German with the dude that was the guy right next to Himmler, head of the SS, and they brought in like 10,000 Nazis into America. And I'm talking guys with huge criminal backgrounds, 10,000 Nazis they bring into America. I'll be getting into more of this. People should get the book, The Nazi Next Door, came out in 2014. But the point I was making with Ivan, the retired commander, a Green Beret commander and a constitutional attorney, is our intelligence field has been corrupt for years. The CIA was bringing Nazis over here and covering for them.
Yeah, it's we're at war with our government.
Yes.
That patent shows you that it says a vaccine technology can deliver a weapon of bio warfare. So I hate to say it, but when Dr. Malone, who worked with our biodefense department for 10 years, said he was the inventor of vaccine mRNA nanotechnology or mRNA vaccines, he was part of creating these bioweapons. I mean, there's no gray area. The patents show by our U.S. government mRNA vaccines or vaccine lipid nanoparticle technology, and I believe he assesses that he created the cationic lipid. That's a bioweapon that's been developed by our U.S. military.
Wow. Next slide.
Yeah, not good. So right here, the proposal, what is it? It is SARS little R-CoV, that's SARS-CoV-2, to make recombinant spike proteins that contain synthetic toxins that are neurotoxins, and merge it right there, incorporate them into lipid nanoparticles. Right below that image, you see the image of those lipid nanoparticles. Those are images from peer-reviewed publications on the vaccine lipid nanoparticles. To the right is the spike protein that was sequenced out of Philadelphia. If you go on the next slide, I'm just going to bring this together. It says right there, what's the deliverable? They're not creating a bioweapon, okay, out of Wuhan. They're creating a vaccine where they can use delivery mechanisms such as aerosol attacks, surface contamination, and food and beverage contamination to inoculate bats with their vaccine. Again, to them, it's not a bioweapon, even though it dampens their immune system. We'll just keep going. And also, you know, induces death. Here on the left-hand side, you have images from the DARPA pitch for the chimeric spike protein bat vaccine. It looks like the spike proteins. To the right, you have a peer-reviewed publication of what the nanoparticle technology looks like in the vaccines. They're the same thing. The bioweapon bat vaccine spike protein is the technology in the vaccine. And we were not attacked by a virus. We were attacked by these advanced nanotechnologies. So you can keep going. Oh, and the mRNA is just a sequence. So these are, you can call them humanized bat vaccines. You can call them spike proteins. You can call them bioweapons. You can call them mRNA lipid nanoparticles. They're all different words for the exact same thing. And they're highly infectious, and they can cause severe disease, disabilities, and death, and hijack your immune system and your central nervous system. This is what our US military developed. Keep going. This is an image, I presented this on your show before. It's like February of 2021. That is the lipid nanotechnology. It is biotechnology. It is part living and part technology. To the left are the ingredients in Pfizer's, the four ingredients of these lipid nanoparticle technologies. Keep going, because I want people to see, like, this is not, you know, again, those images, they're biosynthetic. They are actually living material. They do contain hydrogel. And I really got to come back on, because one of the phospholipids that's listed, I looked at the manufacturers up through the FDA database. 15 of them are in China, and those people manufacture living, biosynthetic living materials. So who knows what's in these injections and what we were aerosolized with. But again, do I have evidence that, yes, there's lipid nanoparticles in Pfizer's vaccines? It says it right there. Their mRNA travels in a lipid nanoparticle, which is a bioweapon, which is a bat vaccine, which can be used to inoculate people aerosol or in a needle. You keep going, it gets really... So what does Pfizer say? We can use our mRNA lipid nanoparticles to turn your body into medicine factories. Look at that assembly line right there, where it says protein. It's not that we're medicine factories. They're going to turn us into biosynthetic bioweapon factories. That's what this does. This is straight from Pfizer's website. This is what I said before. They're not talking about bat. I mean, they're talking about bat homes, bat age, bat. It's ridiculous. So that was just right here. I'm just showing you. It's obvious as you read the proposal. They're talking about human beings. So why is this important? Because our government's no longer serving the American people, obviously. I mean, they're at war with us. And I'm not sure if this matters or not. But the point is that COVID-19 was not caused by a virus. It was caused by an advanced lipid nanoparticle technology, period. That's it. The public health declaration by Secretary Azar, all right, going back to January 27th and then on February 4th and March 27th, is all based on a novel coronavirus. There was no virus. This whole thing's based on fraud. So if there were people who actually were serving the American people and would actually pick up the phone and call me, I can provide you all the evidence to show that this declaration is based on fraud. Why is that important? Just keep going through the slide. Because this is what provides immunity to everyone, all the manufacturers, all the government, all the healthcare workers, all the schools. We proved that this was all based on fraud. The immunity shield is completely gone. Now, let's just walk through what this declaration originally said from February 4th. That was the one for national security risk. Keep going. He states, Secretary Azar, that it is COVID-19 is a respiratory disease. It is not. It is a multi-system inflammatory disease and neurological disease. And he says it's caused by SARS-CoV-2 beta coronavirus or a virus. It is not. He goes on to say it's similar to MERS and SARS. It is not. This is all fraudulent. And go on to the next slide. Not only do I have the evidence in our government documents, okay, and in the military documents and in the patents, But I also have evidence in peer-reviewed journals. I also have evidence straight from Dr. Fauci himself. So Secretary Azar on February 4th says this is just like SARS and MERS. On February 28th, Dr. Anthony Fauci says, no, it's not. It's nothing like SARS and MERS. It's more like the seasonal flu, which makes me wonder what causes the seasonal flu now. So keep going. So he also states here that there's a public health emergency. That's what caused all these mandates, lockdowns. Apparently, they were able to take away all of our constitutional and unalienable God-given rights. But again, he says that the emergency is based on SARS-CoV-2, which is a virus. And so that's all fraud. It wasn't. And if you go on to the next slide, one of the things too, this is important. And I also have the early data out of Wuhan where they sequenced the people, the first nine people at the Wuhan seafood market. And the sequences for SARS-CoV-2 didn't match up because if you read the proposal, the mRNA can produce a virus in someone's body, but they can't infect someone else. But they had over 200 viruses, mRNA sequences locked and loaded when they unleashed these things. But it says right here, March 27th, when he authorized the use of biologics, so vaccines and medical devices. This is interesting because we've talked about this before, Brandon. He's Secretary Azar says that he also declared that circumstances exist justifying authorization of emergency use medical devices, including alternative products used as medical devices. What are those alternative products? Military-grade bioweapons. That's what they are.
Wow.
So if you keep, yeah, I've got it all. I think I'm the only person. So again, what is James Giordano, what has he told us? Look, we can't use lipid nanoparticle technology on a civilian population because it goes against military warfare ethics and laws because they are such horrible weapons of mass destruction. However, if under health exemptions, such as an experiment, we may be able to use these on a civilian population. It's all right there. It's their words. All the words match up, the pictures match up, everything matches up. They've declared the U.S. Department of Defense, Health and Human Services, government has declared war on us.
And I don't know, you didn't see the interview. I know you didn't see the interview with Ivan Rakin, the retired commander, Green Beret commander, and constitutional attorney. We were talking about the fact that the White House has been captured. The vice presidency has been captured. The presidency has been captured. The FBI has been captured. You got some, 60 or close to 60 former intelligence people saying the Hunter Biden laptop is disinformation, Russian disinformation. That's a lie. They're covering. I mean, the only reason you do this is because you are in on the game. You're benefiting from the captured nation. You work for the same people. So our government's been captured by China, at least, which would explain why our government, many of those people in the government are working on behalf of their bosses, China, and allowing this bioweapon to be spread and then doing the things that would spread it. And then, of course, destroying our businesses with lockdown, our religious liberty, our freedom of speech, all of that. And then they push the bioweapon, which is given in a shot.
Yeah, all these shots, actually, all medical countermeasures need to be seized and recalled. They by U.S. Title Code 18175, they meet the definition of a bioweapon. They don't prevent infection, they don't prevent disease, and they were not done under bona fide research. And I have all this evidence. And Brandon, come back and talk to me.
We need to get you back on more regularly.
I want to think the DeSantis, his petition for the grand jury, I read it. It's not enough. One of the claims is based on the FDA approval of the opioid crisis, and that they made fraudulent claims. Well, that claim in and of itself is extrinsic fraud. Okay, these are bioweapons that are fraudulently marketed as vaccines. The Food and Drug Consumer Protection laws in Florida for an approved drug, they don't have standing under that law. There's no standing there. So it's not enough. And, I would love to speak, to a constitutional attorney. I'm ready to put forward documents.
Oh, well, then I need to put you with Ivan Rakin. He's a fighter. I need to put you two guys together. I'll put you in a text together tonight. Let me ask you in the closing minutes here, because I'm sure people would love your feedback on this, because we haven't talked about this. Well, hold the music 1 second, guys. Just knock that music down for 1 minute. Tell me your quick thoughts on the October of this year, catastrophic contagion scenario they've run, which they're predicting this event where 20 million are infected, 15 million children, millions are dead, including, like, I mean, I think they talk about millions of children dead. It's like polio. People are, it's paralysis, it's neurological problem, and it's going to come out, they're predicting in their little scenario, 2025. Well, that, I mean, that's a scenario. It could come out next year, 2024. I have no idea. But we, I don't know if you know this or not, we've had attorney Nicole Pearson on here showing us from California the paperwork, $78 million bill to build a COVID camp in Orange County, California, completion date December 2024. So what are they planning here, Karen, do you think?
They're going to use the lipid nanoparticle technology to contaminate our resource supply. So everything from our food, they're already contaminating the food. They're already, and they're going to contaminate the water supply. They're going to aerosolize it more. So it's not that this is going to be a choice whether or not you are inoculated with this gene editing, hybridization, bioweapon.
What can you do to protect yourself?
The only thing we can do is honestly stop this, stand up to the government. I mean, I have the prediction for the lipid nanoparticle manufacturing market. It's multi-trillion dollars over 10 years. The top 25 manufacturers are the top 25 manufacturers of vaccines and gene editing technologies. Wow. These are not, there's 20, no, you know, but you'd understand, like, 25 multi-billion dollar global companies like Santen and Sanofi and
right.
Pfizer, J&J, and Bayer, and all, they don't all manufacture lipid nanoparticle technology for vaccines. This stuff is going in everything. This has all nothing. Right. This is a partnership with Microsoft. It's not. We need to take action and actually go state by state, governor to governor,
right,
and
right.
find who's serving us and who's serving the tyrants. Yep. We just have to do that.
We got
to
get you back. What's your Substack, Karen?
Karen Kingston Substack.
All right.